Hello, good evening, everybody. Good evening. We are excited about tonight, this evening. I got my sister with me. And so all of y'all are in for a treat. So I'm just going to wait a few moments for some people to get on here and get ready.
Absolutely.
Yes. Get some people on here to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready. Yes, Lord. So, good evening, ladies. Good evening, ladies. We are on here ready to receive today. Ready to receive today. Okay, so this is the second Saturday of the Push series. I am so excited about giving birth, and I'm ready to receive for the next 3 weeks. The first week, last Saturday, I was a speaker and I talked about forgiveness. And in order to push forward, we have to let people go. We have to let the past go. If somebody hurt your feelings, somebody offended you, or things that happen in your life and you can't forgive yourself, we have to first walk through that process of forgiveness. And then we'll be able to embrace this next topic, which is walking in your purpose. It is time to walk in your purpose. And so this push series got laid it on my heart to do because it's so much that we have inside of us, and some of us just sitting on the sidelines waiting. But now God said it's time. It is time to push. So all of us need a push, and all of us need to push, but all of us need a push in order to push. So we have midwives that are on the sidelines telling you, hey, it's time to move forward and it's time to push and give birth. So I want to let my sister go in and go, but I want to first tell you, because I got my notepad, I'm ready. I'm ready to receive today because I got another contraction. So I'm ready to push. So I'm going to tell you about my dear sister. We've been knowing each other for I don't even know how many years. It's been so long, but probably almost half our lives. But yes, it has been a long time, a long time.
23 years.
One thing I can say, she has been consistent with me. Never changed, always, always. So I just thank God for her. But I'm going to tell you about this woman of God that has so many gifts and so many things that she's doing to impact the body of Christ. So Dr. Shavonna Whitehead, owner of She's More Now, is a life and empowerment coach. She is committed to teaching women struggling with identity how to escape the box so they uncover their authentic selves, can truly feel confident to become more, and build the capacity to show up as her every day. Dr. Whitehead's goal is to teach and help women to turn their ashes into beauty, increasing self-esteem, thus cultivating spiritual growth and power, therefore becoming great women of wisdom, power, and integrity. She demonstrates this commitment through her weekly lunchtime empowerment talks. Y'all gotta get on her page, follow her, because them lunchtime talks, they get raw, but it's real, and we need that. So follow her, go on her page so you can tune into those weekly lunchtime talks, and her monthly coaching sessions. The passion that flows creates the atmosphere for transformation and healing that bursts forth the confidence to be all that you were created to be by breaking the box that life and its circumstances has placed you in. Walking in her freedom, she is ordained preacher. Come on, preacher, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, teacher, wife, mom. I told y'all she got a lot going on, but God has graced her to do it. Her motto is, you are more now. You don't have to wait. You were more when God spoke it. She is the owner of House of Treasures, an accessories business committed to enhancing the treasure within. So as you can see in the banner below, Her website is there. If you want to sow a seed into her life, whatever God lays in your heart, her Cash App is at the bottom. So I am going to let this fireball go. And y'all get ready to hear a word from the Lord on today. So Dr. Shavonna Whitehead, let's get going.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go.
Great evening, everybody, to all of you amazing women and to the men too. Listen, I am super excited to share with my sister and my friend. We have been friends over 24 years. Not many people can say they've been friends with people that long. And so I'm honored to share not only on this platform that she has created, but to share in what she's birthing and to celebrate what God is doing in her. So this series is amazing because when I was pushing and when I was coming through, I didn't have a whole lot of people that were there to push me or to be a midwife. And so creating this platform to be able to help people to not only see what's in them, but to get it out of them. Because many of us see what's inside of us, but we show ain't got it out of us. But my motto is I will die empty. Everything that God placed in me got to come out of me. And so we're talking about my topic today is what is my purpose? But before then, many people know that I like to play on words. Education is my thing. And so the word push is defined as exerting force on someone or something in order to move them away from something. So I'll say it again. The word push is exerting force or on someone or something in order to move them away from something. So what am I trying to say? This push series is taking you to create, giving you that extra force to push you away from the umbilical cord, to push you away from the sack that you've been in, to push you away from the box that has held you captive, to push you away from the stronghold that won't let you manifest what God has placed inside of you. So that's what this whole push series is about. And then when we're talking about giving birth, I love this definition. It says the emergence of a new individual from a parent's body. The emergence of a new individual from a parent's body. What God has placed inside of you, you are the parent of that because he placed the seed in you. So you are carrying what God placed inside of you. And so when we're talking about giving birth, that is an emergence of something that nobody has ever seen is coming out of your womb. There is an emergence of something that nobody has ever seen coming out of where? Out of your womb. So I dare you just type in the comments, I'm about to assume position. That's what I want you to type in the comments. I am about to assume position. I am about to assume position. He had it on me all day long. I am about to assume position. Well, you're probably saying, Dr. Vaughn, how can I assume position when I don't even know what my purpose is? Let me help you understand. Because there are some people that are carrying right now, they are pregnant, even in the natural, and have made a decision not to find out the sex of the baby. But when the birthing is now initiated and that labor is initiated, they may not know what's coming out of them, but they know they got to assume position. I can't hear nobody. They may not know what's coming out of them, but they have to assume position. So just because you do not know yet what is coming out of you, it is your job now to declare your spirit and your natural man to assume the position to pull out everything that God has placed inside of you. So now that we don't assume position, let me let you help you understand. Then you, once you assume the position and you're getting ready and you're already in there, you're probably saying, well, Dr. Vaughn, but I still need that push about my purpose. So let me put a pen note here and help you understand that there's a difference between identity and purpose. There is a difference between identity and purpose. There is a difference between identity and purpose. Identity is who you are. Identity is who you are. Literally, who you are. Who you are, your likes, your dislikes, your gifts, your ability. But your purpose is your ordained responsibility here in the earth. Your purpose is your ordained responsibility here in the earth. What am I supposed to do while I'm here? What am I supposed to do while I'm here? Because we're not here to do nothing. We're not here to do nothing. We are here to get for God to get glory out of our lives. When God created each and every one of you, he placed a seed inside of you. That seed has been growing since the day you were created. That seed has been manifesting since the day you were created. But not only did he put a seed inside of you, he named that seed. That seed is your purpose. That seed is what God has called you to do. And you have to realize that your purpose may not always measure or match up to what people think you are supposed to do. Let me help somebody there. So your purpose may not be what mama thought she was going to be. I'm sorry. Your purpose may not be what the family lineage was. Your purpose, you know, everybody in the family sold cars. God called you to be a lawyer. Sorry, well, I got to change the family tree. Your purpose here in the earth, everybody in your family, you know, has a past of whoremongering and stuff, but God called you to live a life of holiness. Okay, well, I guess y'all gonna call me the good goody two-shoe, because whatever it is that I've been ordained to do, I have to do what I was called to do. Because if we are true, when we do not flow in our purpose, be true to yourself. A lot of stuff don't go right. Okay, maybe I'm the only one. When I wasn't following my purpose, I looked good, but I was a raggedy mess. I said it. When I wasn't walking in my purpose, I looked good, but I was a raggedy mess. What are you saying? Sometimes we can have a look on the outside where everybody thinks that we are flowing in what we are ordained to flow in, when really we are missing the mark all along. When is the last time that you actually prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, open up my mind, open up my eyes, and open up my ears so that I can see and hear my purpose? I don't just want you to speak my purpose, but show me what I am supposed to do. But then, because you have assumed your birthing position, you gotta be willing that when God shows you what to do, are you willing to do what God said? Are you willing to do what God says? Because sometimes doing what God says goes against the status quo. Sometime doing what God says, you're not going to have 1,000 people on your life. Sometime doing what God says, you're not going to be rolling in the money and living in a million-dollar house. Sometimes doing what God says mean that you only have a few people that's supporting you. But here's the dynamic. If, in fact, you are fulfilling the purpose that God has placed inside of your life, it does not matter if I'm only helping one or I'm helping 500. If I'm only serving 10 or I'm serving the masses. Whatever God has assigned to my hand is the purpose that God has assigned to my life. Many of us think that we're not fulfilling purpose because we don't have a large following. But where in the word of God does it say that in order for you to be walking in your purpose, you got to have a whole lot of people behind you? If you actually really learn the purposes of God, Jesus never had a whole lot of people with him. He only had 12. I can't hear nobody. He only had 12. Come on, go back to the scriptures. He only had 12. Now, he walked by many people. He served many people. He imparted into many people. He transformed many people. He prayed for many people. He covered many people. He inspired many people, but he only carried 12. And then in the intimate moments, when he got to the depth of his purpose, he only carried 3. So we are got to stop measuring whether or not our purpose is in us based off of how many people we are going through. Because here's the thing, you got to remember that sometimes that woman that you at the supermarket that you literally just smiled. I mean, this is pre-COVID, before the mask and stuff. When you just smiled at her, your purpose was fulfilled for that day because she was just needing somebody to bring a little sunshine. We have to realize that purpose comes in all shapes and sizes. Purpose comes in different levels. And guess what? Some of us have multiple purposes. Some of our purposes are not one dimensional. Some of our purposes have legs to them. And if God has commissioned you, case in point, I have a purpose that I've accepted that has legs to it. I am not one dimensional. And I used to be ashamed to tell people I wasn't one dimensional. I used to be ashamed to actually embrace the multiple purposes that God has laid on my life, because I didn't want people to think that I thought I was better than anybody, because the fact of the matter is I'm probably the most humble person. A lot of the stuff that God does, I never boast or I never brag or anything like that. I'm probably the most humble person, because a lot of the times I don't even feel worthy to have what I have. I don't feel worthy enough to go and to preach at some of the places that God has allowed me to preach. So sometimes I've never even told people I was going, because it's not about fanfare. I look between, my purpose is to fulfill what God has placed inside of me. Your purpose. Listen, and let me help you with something. Somebody here on this live believes that because of the failures in your life, that you have forfeited the purpose that God has in your life. Not so. My failures do not hinder me. My failures fuel me. I'll say it. My failures do not hinder me. My failures fuel me. Why do you say that, Dr. Vaughn? Because of the places and the areas that I failed in, I draw so close to God because I was scared to fail again. And when I draw so close to God, that's when God really began to actually pour inside of me. Okay? So I got a couple of things I want to share with you, because I want to make sure that what my sister has assigned me to do, that I do. Listen, there are three reasons I want to leave with you why you need to find your purpose in God. There are three reasons first I want to give you for why you need, it's a necessity for you to find your purpose in God. The first thing is, your sense of purpose is important to your well-being. Your sense of purpose is important to your well-being. Your sense of purpose is important to your well-being. Why do you say that, Dr. Vaughn? Because if I don't realize how valuable the purpose I am in my life, I won't do what it takes to actually maintain this temple so that I can fulfill the purpose that God had in my life. When I know that God loved me so much to place a divine purpose inside of me, I won't treat this body wrong. I won't treat this mind wrong. I will make sure that I am doing the self-care and I'm doing the things that I need to do to grow in the wisdom and knowledge of God, to take care of and be healthy so that I can fulfill the purpose God has inside of me. And then also so that I can regulate my mind so that I can be at peace with God. So I gotta find my purpose in God, because my sense of purpose is important to my well-being. Think about it. When you don't think you have a purpose, some of these people, you can tell that they don't think ever, they're out here doing any and everything. It doesn't matter. They're going with every wind and doctrine. Whatever feels good in the moment, that's what I'm going to go with. But when you have a purpose in God, you don't settle. Tell somebody, I'm not settling. Type it right in the comments. I'm not settling. I got a purpose in God. I'm not settling. I have a purpose in God. I am not settling. I refuse to settle for mediocre, because my purpose is not mediocre. I don't care if my purpose was just cleaning the church bathroom. My purpose is still not mediocre. I don't care if my purpose was just driving the church van. My purpose is still not mediocre, because any purposes of God is not mediocre. So your sense of purpose is important to your well-being. The second thing is, it is God who gives you purpose. Listen to this. You were created on purpose, for purpose, and only God knows the details of your purpose. I'll say that again, because that blessed me. And I'm going to tell you why it blessed me. You were created, let me tell you. You were created on purpose, for purpose, but only God knows the full details. Only God knows the full details. Stop going to all these people, asking them their opinion of what your purpose is. What do you think I should be doing? What do you think that God has called me to do? Only God has the full details of your purpose. Well, how do I get God to speak to me my purpose? Your prayer life gets God to speak to you about your purpose. Your study time gets God to speak to you about your purpose. Your intimate time with God gets God to speak to you about your purpose. Are you only coming to God when you're asking for your purpose, or do you just wake up and just want to be near him? I just want to be near him. And because I want to be near him, he's very familiar to my voice. And because he's familiar to my voice, when I open my mouth and say, God, reveal to me my purpose, he has no hesitation to talk to me because he knows who I am. Some of us are praying for God to reveal to us our purpose, and we're not able to hear him because we ain't spent enough time to, number one, recognize his voice, and him to recognize ours. Okay? Those who believe in God understand that they were created to bring glory to God. Isaiah 43:7 lets us know we were created to bring glory to God. But when was the last time that your actions brought glory to God? Ooh, I know, I'm out here. When was the last time that your actions brought glory to God? When was the last time that your actions, because we out here, we're charging God foolishly. We're saying that God ain't told us nothing. God ain't answering us. God ain't hearing our prayers. God ain't moving on our behalf. But the truth of the matter is we have not done what God has required of us as our reasonable service. So when we're talking about our purpose, I want God to unfold in me the very purpose that he created in me. That means that I need to spend time with him. Okay? The third thing is, God's purpose will be in your best interest. God's purpose will be in your best interest. You're going around at trying to get hook up with all these friends and hook up with all these prophets and prophetess and best friends and girlfriends, boyfriends, and, you know, prayer partners, everything. That's all good and dandy. But until you hook up with God and realize that God's purpose is in the best, in your best interest, God's purpose is in your best interest. Let me put it to you like this. God is the one that created you. So who knows you better than God? God is the one that created you. So who knows you better than God? So when we're talking about, you're asking me, Dr. Vaughn, well, why is it so important for me to have my purpose? Because the creator who created me placed it inside of me. How dare I not do him justice by getting out of me? Come on here. We have to realize that after we assume position, that we have to identify our purpose, but then we actually have to realize that it is God who gave us the purpose. Nobody else gave us the purpose. God gave us the purpose. And so once you realize and you come into that, once you come into that and you look at that and you see that your purpose, it's a couple of things I want you to understand. I want you to understand that once you realize that's your purpose, and while it's important because destiny is at hand. I dare somebody type it. Destiny is at hand. Destiny is at hand. I'm not talking about right now. Right now will take care of itself. Destiny is at hand. Your destiny and your future is locked up in your purpose. Your destiny and your future is locked up in your purpose. Your destiny and your future is locked up in your purpose. Your destiny and your future is locked up in your purpose. Listen, it is time for you, listen, to put away all lack of hope and expectation aside and make a decision today that the purpose that God has placed inside of you will come forth. You do not have to know the fullness of the purpose in order to assume position. I told you earlier, when a woman goes into labor, especially if she has not already had a sonogram to actually know the sex of the baby, she will assume the position of labor whether she's ready or not. I can't get nobody. She has to assume the position of labor whether she's ready or not. When the contractions hit, she has to assume the position of labor whether or not she wants to or not. And she may not even know what's about to come out of her, but what she does know is that birthing has begun. She does not know what's coming out of her, but what she does know is birthing has begun. And when birthing begins, you have no other choice but to push. When birthing begins and you get to a certain level of dilation and the canal has opened wide, you have no other choice but to push. And some of us are at this point in time where we just need to bear down and push. That thing been sitting at the window of the canal for all this time, just saying, I just need somebody to push me through. Well, here's the time. Here's the platform. The Push series has come to not only help you identify what you're doing, but to actually push you through. You have to begin to actually embrace what God has placed inside of you. I know people don't think you should have it. I know people don't think that you're good enough for it. I know they don't think you're smart enough for it. Matter of fact, if the truth be told, you don't. Really? Okay, well, let me talk about me because y'all not going to be honest. Let me talk about me. I oftentimes don't think that I'm worthy of where God puts me. Oftentimes, I don't believe that I'm worthy for where God puts me. Sometimes I don't even think I'm equipped. Sometimes I don't even think I'm equipped. I'm nervous and I'm scared. I have been preaching now for 18 years. 18 years and still 18 years. And guess what? I have 3 degrees, an earned doctorate in theology. And still when I mount the holy sacred desk, I am nervous of what may come out. I got years. I got experience. I take my time and study. I get in the presence of God. But still, when I stand to serve the Almighty, I'm still scared of failing or disappointing God. But guess what? I do it scared every time. Because if I do it scared, then I'm not in my own strength. If I do it scared, it said, when I am weak, he is made strong. So if I do it scared, he immediately has to show up. So then at that moment, the people don't see me, they see him. So if I walk in with my nervousness, if I walk in unsure, if I walk in and I don't think I can do it, that's when I'm weak. Immediately he shows up and he just shows himself strong. And all of a sudden I see him doing stuff I ain't never seen before. But why can I do that? Because I made sure that I spent time with him so he could tell me my purpose. So though I'm scared doing my purpose, I still understand that he's the one who gave me the purpose. So if he created me, he put the purpose inside of me, then he got to fulfill the purpose. I'll say it again. He created me. He put the purpose inside of me. Then he got to fulfill the purpose. I'll say it again. He is the one that created me. He is the one that put the purpose inside of me. And he has to be the one to fulfill the purpose in me. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. And here, and when you're talking, oh my God, God is speaking to some of us that this is our season where we have to posture ourselves to not only receive, but to pour. This is a season where we have to posture ourselves not only to receive, but to pour. The purpose, what am I pouring? What am I receiving? I'm receiving instruction on how to mature my purpose, and then I'm pouring out what the purpose is supposed to do. I'm in the posture to receive the maturity and the fullness of my purpose, and then I am ready to pour out that which God has put inside of me. But you have to be willing to understand that your destiny and your future is tied up to your purpose. You can't get past this, and you can't get uncomfortable because when God gives you the purpose, and Pastor Keisha's on it too. When God gives you the purpose, she can attest to it. It don't always manifest that first month. When God gives you the purpose,
It's not a microwave thing. When he reveals to you the purpose, it does not always manifest that first 30 days. Sometimes things still look the same for a little while, but that don't mean the purpose ain't there, because God works best behind the scenes. Sometimes I'm trying to help somebody because somebody has been saying, I don't know my purpose, but the reality is God has revealed to you your purpose, but because he didn't manifest what he told you in the time frame that you gave him, you then thought it wasn't what you were supposed to do. The problem is many of us are moving too fast. God gives us a purpose, but we have to go through what is called an incubation period. Some of us have to get that purpose rooted and grounded in us. We got to throw some manure around it. Like, and I got any gardeners around here? We got to throw some manure around it. That stinky stuff, got to throw around it. But it's that stinky stuff that actually has the food, that food inside of us that will allow the purpose that's in the seed that's under the stinky stuff to grow. But many of us, when God begins to give us the purpose, which is the seed, he gives us the purpose, which is the seed, we're hallelujah. We're shouting all over the church. Can't nobody sit you down. But here's the thing. After he gives us the purpose, which is the seed, and he puts the seed in there, here comes some life situations that is the manure. Oh, I ain't gonna be too happy about that. Here comes the life situation. That's the manure. So that seed is in that nice little dirt and everything. But here it is. They packing the stinky stuff all around it because there's something that's nutrition, that has nutrition in it, that's around the stinky stuff. That, here's the thing. That stuff causes the seed, the shell of the seed, to die, so what's in the shell can come forth, because what's in the shell can't come out until the shell itself is broke. So what are you saying? Some of us have to endure the stinky season. Some of us have to endure the dirty season. Some of us have to endure the muddy season and the dark season before we can ever see the purpose. But can you stand still long enough after God tells you the purpose for God to do all of that? Or do you throw it all the way because the journey don't look like you thought it was going to look? Guess what? Half of my journey, I didn't think was going to look the way it looked. Half of my journey, I didn't think was going to feel the way it feel. Matter of fact, some of the people that I poured into 10 and 15 years ago, I just knew they would be my greatest cheerleaders now. I just knew they would be my greatest supporters. Some of the people that I poured into, got in debt to, helped them out and everything else. Some of those same people I thought would be in my cheerleading squad, that I would have all of them a part of my tribe now, and God said not so. I got an attitude, but then God said, why do you have an attitude because of what I'm doing? Why do you have an attitude because of what I'm doing? I'm the author of this. You just a participant. I am the author of this. So to that person that's watching, that God has told you your purpose, I'm telling you today, go back to it. I am telling you today, go back to it. You heard God clearly, but you let that purpose go because the journey didn't look like you thought it was going to look. Change your lens. Change your lens. Stop looking at it from the natural eye and ask God to show you the journey from the spiritual eye. This natural eye gets you in trouble. This natural eye will get you in trouble. Change your lenses. Change your lenses so that you can go back. Come on, go back to that purpose. Go back to that purpose. Go back. Come on here. Go back to that purpose. It's still waiting for you. Why? Because that purpose was assigned to you. I can't fulfill your purpose. That purpose was designed and structured for you. Go back to it. Some of us need what you got. Go back to it. So what? You don't have a degree. Go back to it. So what? You don't know your name ain't white. Go back to it. So what? You only finished high school. Go back to it. So what? You only been in ministry 5 years. Go back to it. stop comparing your journey to somebody else's in order to actually establish whether or not you're doing what you're supposed to do. No, my journey ain't your journey. And I used to do that. God have mercy. I used to do that. I used to compare myself to others. And people used to always say, you sing so good. You preach so good. Oh, you can holler real good. But they didn't know that when I sat at home, I still was comparing myself to preachers I know that started preaching after me. How are they preaching to the nations? And I was doing this before them. How do they have this great following? And I know my heart is sincere. How in the world does everybody want to come hear them? Yeah, you know, but I can tell somebody I'm preaching and only five people show up. God, I was comparing myself. I was comparing myself until one day God said to me, the purpose I gave you had your name on it. And so what you have to do is stop looking with this natural eye, because some of the things you're looking at don't even have my hand on it. That's another thing. Because some of the things that we're watching don't even have God's hand on it. Say in the last days, they'll be doing, itching ears. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that God that we're seeing and that we're running after, God doesn't even have his hand on it. So you got to, I'm telling you to go back to it. And after you go back to it, I want you to be determined not to lose your expectancy. Don't lose your expectancy. Don't lose your expectancy. Listen here. Don't lose your expectancy. Don't lose your expectancy. What are you saying, Dr. Bond? Don't get so content because you saw a little bit of the manifestation. God have mercy. Don't get so content because you only got a little bit. Some of us only saw a little bit of manifestation and we're just so content. God, all right. Yay, I got it. I'm good. You know, I ain't got to do nothing else. I'm just going to ride this. But let me help you understand something. If you don't fulfill the fullness of your purpose, you've done God a disservice. Don't lose your expectancy. God has spoke some stuff over our lives, and many of us, because it seems too hard, we don't want to do it. Guess what? I'm not looking for popularity. I love everybody. I genuinely love everybody, and I genuinely, honestly support everybody. I support people that don't even like me. I honestly do. Why? Because I can't control them, but I am responsible for when God charges me. I am responsible for when God evaluates me. I am responsible for how I respond to somebody else. And so I genuinely love people. I genuinely love people. But what I'm not going to do is ever get so comfortable in a piece of a manifestation and not go for everything that God has for me because somebody won't go with me. I want everybody to go with me, but I'm not going to miss God because you won't go. I'm gonna say it again. I will not miss God because you will not go. I have such an expectancy inside of me that I believe that God just keeps turning over. God keeps turning over. God, I am under the answer to the Hoshin Baha. Let a man seek God did the Bassiana Bashana. God keeps turning stuff over and over and over and over, which means I got septuplets coming out of me. Every time I turn around, God just keeps coming up with something else. And even before I'm ready, he's revealing something else. But I have an expectancy with God, not that just that he's going to actually begin to pull stuff out of me, but that I am going to be in the posture to not let him down. I'm going to be in the posture to make sure that I have the spiritual maturity to fulfill every purpose that God has inside of me. Whoo, God have mercy. Then last thing I want you to do is I want you to expect to hear a fresh sound. I want you to expect to hear a fresh sound. Listen to this. It is time for the body of Christ to hear a fresh sound from heaven and to give birth to the purpose that God has placed inside of them with a sense of hope and expectancy. It is time to decree the fullness of what God has prophesied into your life. I'll say it again. It is time to decree the fullness of what God has prophesied in your life. It is also time for us to gird up our loins and get in the proper posture, assume position, to do what God has said. We can't live in a season of birthing and purpose without assuming the necessary position. God is calling us higher. Tap it in the comments. God is calling us higher. God is calling us higher. God is calling us higher. It is time to remove all those things from our lives that would hinder the manifestation of purpose. I'll say it again. It is time to remove all those things from our lives that will hinder the manifestation of purpose. It is time to remove all those things in our life that will hinder the manifestation of purpose. What are you trying to say? I understand they've been your good sister, girl. It's all right. But sometimes you have to separate yourself. And let me put a pin note here. Just because somebody cannot go to the next season with you does not mean that they're a bad person. Does not mean that you have to have a nasty disconnect. Does not mean that they are horrible. Does not mean that anything is wrong. What it means is that the season that God is taking to you, he has strategically assigned people to that season so that that season can grow, because you cannot carry dead weight into a new season. You cannot carry, people into another season who don't want to move past that season. I want everything connected to me to go higher. I can't hear nobody. I want everything connected to me to go higher. Everything connected to me, I want it to go higher, which means sometimes I got to push at them. They may not like it. Sometimes I got to tug at them and say, come on, let's go. What are you sitting on? What aren't you doing? Let me push you a little bit. What do you need help with? Do you need to connect to somebody? Listen here. You got to fulfill the purpose and destiny that God is calling you higher. Yes, you, ma'am. Yes, you, sir. God is calling you higher. I know you're probably saying, Dr. Vaughn, but I got this issue. I got this struggle. I'm still dealing with this. I'm in a bad situation with relationship. You know, I got this issue. I ain't healed from that. Guess what? We all got issues. But God has the ability that when you surrender to him, he will help you with the issues even while he's manifesting purpose. I can't hear him. He will address all of the issues even while he's manifesting purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go back to the woman. God have mercy. When she assumes position and she bears down to give birth, sometimes situations happen. Heartbeats drop. Things happen where immediately God has to send the person who is gifted at that moment to administer a medicine so that she can keep pushing. When I'm in position, I got an issue, and that issue is an infection. It shows up while I'm pushing. It hinders me from pushing out my purpose, but then God will send a nurse. God will send a midwife. God will send a tech. God will send a doctor that will notice that I have an issue, apply the medicine that will cure right then and there the issue that I'm facing so that I can what? I can keep pushing. My labor does not end. They just have what I need for in that moment to cure the situation or the issue that I'm dealing with so that I can keep pushing. So which means in this season, you got to be careful about who you allow to be assigned to you, because what you are birthing, there may be some bumps along the way, but I need somebody strong enough to be able to see that I hit a bump and have what I need to smooth out that area so I can keep pushing. Because after I keep pushing, God have mercy. After I keep pushing, I'm exhausted. Crystal, I'm exhausted from pushing. Keisha, I'm exhausted from pushing. Pastor Keisha, I'm exhausted from pushing. But God will send me, he'll hear that midwife and said, just give me one strong push. Just bear down and give me one strong push. I'm going to hold your legs because I'm here to hold you up. I just need you to breathe, bear down, and give me one strong push. And even though I feel exhausted and like I don't have no other strength, because you spoke into my ear to give me one more push, I mustered up everything I had. I bear down, I begin to push. And guess what? Here comes something out of the canal. And guess what happens? When it comes out of the canal, something happens that I want you to pay attention to. They don't say anything to the mother until they hear a sound. God! They do not say anything to the mother until they hear a sound. They do not even address the mother or say congratulations until they hear a sound. I don't care if the sound is minor. All they're looking for is what came out of you to make a sound. I don't know who's in here today that needs to understand what is coming out of you is about to make a sound. What is coming out of you has a word inside of it that needs to transform life. What is coming out of you has a sound that's be going to shake the atmosphere. What is coming out of you? Tell somebody what is coming out of you is about to make a sound. It's they never say congratulations until they hear a sound. What am I saying to you? You've assumed this position. Your purpose is here. It's been waiting for you all along. What's coming out of you is about to make a sound. And guess what? Your sound may not be my sound. My sound may not be your sound. Your sound may not be Pastor Keisha's sound. Your sound may not sound like anything anybody has ever heard. But the sound that's coming out of you is the fulfillment of your purpose. Whew. Fresh sound. I know the old sound sounded good, y'all. That old sound sound real good. And it's easy to connect back to the old sound because I know the old sound. Help me, Jesus. It's easy for me to connect to the old sound because I know the old sound. I used that old sound for many years. It's easy for me to connect to it. But when you have purpose locked up inside of you, and you've assumed that position and begin to push, the freshness of a sound is a sound that you've never heard before. You've never heard before. This sound is the sound that you've been sitting on for way too long. This sound is about to shake up the heavens. This sound, when you put this sound into the atmosphere, some things gonna happen. They don't have a choice. The sons of God, they're waiting for a sound. My question to you is, are you going to release your sound? Are you going to release your sound? I didn't say go mimic anybody else's sound. Release your sound. And I challenge you, wherever you are, just type in it. I'm going to release my sound. I'm about to release my sound. I'm about to release my sound. I am about to release my sound. This is the sound God gave me. I love yours. I'll even play your sound. I'll even play your sound. But I am going to only release my sound. I'm releasing my sound. I love your sound and I'll celebrate your sound. But I am releasing my sound. I'm releasing mine. This is the sound that I suffered for. Oh, yeah. This is the sound I suffered for. This is the sound I toiled for. This is the sound that the enemy fought me for. This is the sound that the enemy tried to kill me over. This is the sound that they betrayed me over. This is the sound that I was left in the valley over. This is the sound that I was knocked up against a wall over. This sound that I'm releasing now, I suffered for this sound. I did. It's mine. It's mine. I'm gonna be selfish. This my sound. Yep. That's why I suffered for this sound. I did. I didn't go mimic nobody. I suffered for this sound. It's just mine. It's just mine. It's just mine. I'm gonna flow like I flow. I'm gonna sound like I sound because I suffered. And guess what? Not only did I suffer, I am still attacked for my sound. I'm going to get out your way. Not only did I suffer for this sound, I'm still being attacked for this sound. But one thing I refuse to do, I refuse to sit on my purpose. It's mine. It's mine, and I'm going to fulfill every leg of my purpose. And guess what? I'm going to follow the journey that God has me on. So I challenge to you, go back to that purpose that you put down because the journey didn't look like you thought it was going to look. Pick that purpose back up and realize the journey may not look like you expect. The journey sure don't feel like it. But the journey is worth it all. It is worth it all. I say to you, like I said to you earlier, and I would get out your way. I'm leaving here empty because I'm going to pour out all the purpose that God has placed inside of me. I'm fulfilling it all. I ain't leaving nothing on the table. I am fulfilling it all. I am fulfilling it all. And so I say to you, your purpose, it matters and it's needed. Grab a hold of it. Assume the position and go through the process you need to go through. Because it's time to push. It's time to get it out. It's time to get it out. And so I celebrate each and every one of you. And one thing I always do, this is just me. I told you it's my sound. I'm going to pray because I want God to seal everything that we've experienced. Because I experienced it with you. Even though God is using me, here we go, purpose. He's also pouring into me. That's when I say we got a posture to receive and to pour. So while I'm pouring into you, God is pouring into me and I'm receiving. So kind Father, in the strong name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Glory to God. God, we thank you and we praise you. God, we honor you for this time and this space, oh God. But most of all, we honor you for being the one that's created us and the one that's purpose inside of us. Now open up our ears to hear the instructions that you have for us to fulfill the purposes that you have inside of us. Cover us with your blood so that the enemy does not hinder our vision, does not hinder our hearing, does not hinder our motion. God, put everything inside of us that we need to fulfill us. God, connect us to the people that will help us not only to mature, but that will hold up our legs so that we can assume the position to actually give birth to the purpose that you had inside of us. Oh God, break up that spirit that hinders us from believing that you could put something inside of us. God, I know that we are not worthy, but God, you have saw fit to place something inside of each and every one of us. So now, God, release a friend of man need to be answer, ko to bohosha, and a man seeker to be answer, and a man seeker to be answer. Release a fresh sound right now in the atmosphere. God, let us hear you like we've never heard you before. Open up our ears, unclog our ears, remove all distraction. Let us hear you like we've never heard you before. Let us hear you with such clarity that we've never heard you before. God, move by your power. Whisper into our ears even while we're sleeping, while we're driving, oh God. Continue to pour into our spirit, oh God, that even while our purpose may be in a stinky place, even when our purpose may be in a dark place, even while our purpose may be underneath the dirt and the mud, God, you are manifesting something even in that that's about to break forth through the earth, and the sound that it's going to release is going to transform a nation. God, we thank you. God, we glorify you. Now, Satan, I know you're worming around somewhere because that's just how you do. But I want you to understand that we have the power of the true and living God that is able to cover us against every attack you may have. So go ahead. But guess what? We already plead the blood and know that the blood shall prevail. These people have been committed unto God, and God has already put his protection around them. God, give us your strength. Manifest your power. Manifest your joy, manifest your provision. Manifest your provision. Manifest your provision for the purpose that you place in some of our lives, for it requires a level of provision. Oh God, but we believe you, we trust you, and we honor you, we glorify you. Now shake up the lives of your people and let them hear you from now that they have no more excuses. They can't settle, but they got to fulfill the purpose that you have in their lives. God, we thank you. Now anoint the woman of God that's created this platform. Strengthen her and cover her, oh God. Pour a double portion into her for allowing her to fulfill the purpose you place inside of her to create this atmosphere for lives to be changed. God, we thank you. God, we glorify you. We honor you. But in the strong name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory to God.
Thank you, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. While you were praying, I heard the Lord say, Ikiya oko shekebeso yanamasu yanabashaka yamando si yanaba. He said, you got some stuff on the altar. Ikiya mashuko yanabasu yinanabosoko yabashanabaso nerebeshe. Yes, Lord, because you have pushed. Yando shakabasa. Because you have pushed past adversity, because you have pushed past your pain and different things that you have endured in your koshakabasa. Do you think I will allow your life to lack? Do you think I will allow anything to fall to the ground? God said all he wanted you to do was just to do his will and everything your heart's desire, because you have delighted yourself in him. He said everything your heart's desire, even things that you have not told anybody. God said, I heard you. I heard you in times when you wet your pillow with tears. I heard you. And he said, suddenly, things are getting ready to turn around in your life. Every area, God said, I'm getting ready to shift everything in your life because you continue to push and you continue to pour even when you felt like you were empty. You said, God, what about me? God, what about my things? God, what about my situation? And God said, because you continue to push, watch. In the next couple of months, everything in your life is getting ready to turn. God said, you are giving birth. There is another book in you. Divine revelation, knowledge, and wisdom. God is releasing in your life. There are some golden jewels and treasures inside of you, and you had to endure. You had to go through this pain. Because of the glory that God is releasing in you, you had to go through the pain. You had to endure. And you asked God, why me? Why can't I just have a normal life? But because of where God is taking you, and you said something on your live on this week when you did your lunchtime empowerment, you said you wear it well. People don't know. People don't know. You come on and you smile and you give your all and you pour and you give and you pour and call yaba and get on no shikayabase. And all of those things were seeds in the ground. God said, everything that you pour, everything that you gave out in your pain and anguish, God said, all of those things were seeds, and it is a mighty return that's coming back in yonder. And this Shivana that you see now, God is going to shut the mouth of your enemy. He's shutting yonder. He is preparing a table. He is setting the table now. He's setting up the plates. He's setting up the knives. He's setting up the forks. He's setting a beautiful plate in the presence of your enemy, and you needed it. You needed it. You needed the fire, because this last push that you're getting ready to koshakabasa, your ministry is about to flourish in ways you would have never imagined. Yes, God of our show, and he can trust you because you have humbled yourself and you have surrendered yourself before the Lord. And he said, because of that, I'm going to open up so many doors for you, because I can trust you with it. I know you won't mishandle my people. I know you won't mishandle my people, because you can feel their pain. Yes, Lord, when people hear your story, when they hear your story, they don't know the backdrop. They don't know the backdrop. They just see the treasure. They see the treasure, but they don't know the pain. They don't know the pain. They don't know everything that you had to endure. They don't know everything that you had to suffer. But in the next couple of months, before the end of this month, you're going to see a shift in your finances. And then I know you've been saying, you know, Lord, I've been doing all of this and I got all of this going on. And it seemed like God said it's an influx of, it's going to be people that is going to be throwing money at you, investing in everything that you got going on. You have vision on top of vision on top of vision that you haven't even launched yet. Hey, and you just said, God, I need the money to do it. You're going to have angel investors. They ain't even going to want the credit. They're not going to want you to say their name. They're not going to want to partner with you. They're going to say, listen, I see what God is doing on your life, and I want to give, to sow into your life. And I think God, I thank God, I thank God for what he is birthing through you. It's going to bless so many people. It has blessed me. And I know everybody that is on this live, it is blessed. Hey, yabashaka, yabaso. You poured out today. And I pray that everything that you pour out, that God will replenish you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for this push. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have called and purposed us to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You don't look like what you've been through. Shavana, you don't look like what you've been through. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for this jewel, for this precious jewel that you have created for such a time as this. God is saying people are going to look on you, and the standard that you're carrying, God said, I need my people to carry a standard, and people can look at you and see the standard of holiness, of righteousness that's supposed to be. The standard, the true, authentic power of God flowing through you that will change lives. It caused barriers to break. It caused people's walls to come down, causing people to break free and to move forward, causing people to give birth to their vision. So, Father, I thank you for this jewel. Lord, bless her in ways that will blow her mind. I thank you, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do. I thank you for the next book that you're birthing out of her. I thank you, God, for it's going to go. It's going to be a bestseller. This next book, I don't even know if you're working on it, but this next book is going to be a bestseller. God's going to highlight this book. And people are going to use this book. It's going to be like a teaching book. It's going to be different things in this book that are going to be like people going to be able to use this as a curriculum to be able to teach people. So I see it as an informational book, and God's going to give you vision. He's going to give you insight. It's going to be jewels and treasures. I just hear treasures in this book, this next book that God is birthing through you. And you had to go through the pain, but God's getting ready to turn that pain. He's going to give you beauty for ashes, and you're going to have joy abundantly. I know sometimes you had to put on a smile. You had to make yourself smile, and you had to wipe the tears off before you got on lives. You have to wipe the tears off before you pouring into others. You have to wipe the tears and say, Lord, don't let them see that I just got finished crying. Don't let them see that I just got finished going through this and going through that. And you put that smile on. But this season that's coming is going to be a season of joy. You're going to be so happy. Not saying that you didn't praise him in the midst of the pain, but God is saying you're going to be so happy. But he said you had to endure. You had to go through this because of the glory that I'm releasing in and through you in this season. So, woman of God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this word. I am so full. I thank God for this pouring out that you did. And I just want to, I had to type up the four things that you said. And I just want everybody to remember these four things, and then we going to get off. But the four things you said, number one, in order to get to walk in your purpose and find out what your purpose is. Number one, the sense of purpose is important to your well-being. Okay? The sense of purpose, your sense of purpose is important to your well-being. Number two, it is God who gives you purpose on purpose, and it's for purpose only God knows, for your purpose. I'm sorry. It is God who gives you purpose on purpose, and God is the only one that knows the full details.
goals.
Yes. Number three, God's purpose will be in your best interest. And number four, I love this one. Expect to hear a fresh sound. Expect to hear a fresh sound. And then all of that wrapped up. How do we do this? Your prayer life, your study time, your intimate time with God help us to identify our purpose. So thank you. And then I took all these notes. You know, I took all these notes. Okay. You said, listen, you said, do it scared. Do it nervous. He takes over. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And this is another one. I'm sorry. Receiving instruction for the maturity and the fullness of my purpose and get ready to pour out. And it was so much other stuff, but I ain't gonna read all my notes. So I thank God for this second push. This is a second week of our push series. Thank you so much for this awesome, heavy, rich, powerful word that you release. And then we have three more Saturdays, and this was five Saturdays, meaning the number of grace. And what God is saying, he's giving us the grace to make it through this labor, through this push. And through this season of pushing, he's going to grace us for it. So don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear grip in and get you to stay on the sidelines. But no, God's going to grace you for it. He already graced us for the season. So this is a season to push past everything, out with the old and with the new. So Dr. Vaughn, thank you. Thank you so, so, so very much. We are looking forward to the sessions to come. All of these sessions will be on my YouTube channel, and I'll be sharing it. So for those that were not able to get on or didn't hear the whole thing, you need to hear the whole thing. So I'm going to post that soon where you can listen to the whole thing. But again, Dr. Vaughn, thank you for blessing us so, so very much.
Thank you.
Also, do you have any final words before we close out? You good? Okay. All right. So ladies, meet us next Saturday right here in the group at 5 p.m. Our prophetess Madeline Jones is going to bless us and talk about giving birth. So listen, every week we pushing every week. We're going to push. And that last week going to be powerful, because at the end of the last session, we're going to have a prayer activation and deliverance session that's going to be on Zoom. So God wants us to push and give birth in this season like never before. We're going to give birth. We're going to see a new us. Like, we're going to see something we never seen. I don't even know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going with the flow. I want to be everything that God wants me to be. And then we're going to be it. We're going to be our authentic selves. Just be yourself. And like Dr. Vaughn, like you said, you don't have to mimic nobody else. You know, sometimes we fight, you know, oh, this person got this many likes, so they got this many followers. No. We're going to follow God. And whoever God has assigned to our lives, just be you. That's the best blessing you can be. Be yourself. All right, I'm done. All right, I'm done. I'm gonna be quiet. You got me full over here. Woo! I'm so excited. That word was so powerful. Yes. So blessings, all of y'all. Y'all have a wonderful evening. And again, I'm gonna post the full message for all of y'all that did not have an opportunity to listen. Again, my sister, I love you. Be blessed. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and see you back next Saturday at 5 p.m. Amen. Bless y'all.